Commissioners Court, March 14th, 2022. Regular session begins here.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court. It was an open meeting on the 14th day of March 2022 at 9 a.m. in the courtroom here in Mount Vernon, Texas. If you will, pray with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the weather that you've brought our way. We ask you, Lord, to bring us rain that we need rain desperately, Lord. And we ask you to be with each and every employee of the county that you may place safety over all those workers, Lord. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, do we have any public comments from anybody? If we get to a place on the agenda that you'd like to speak on one of the agenda items, just raise your hand. We'll let you talk. We had a meeting at the appraisal district this morning. We approved to hire Russell McCurdy to take Jania's spot. And front row, yeah, you like a late Baptist, you got to sit on the front row.
That's never good.
We did hire Russell McCurdy this morning, effective April the 1st. He'll be taking over in Jania's spot. So Russell McCurdy. Yes, he used to work here. He was the assistant chief appraiser for Titus County. So he will be taking Jania's spot there on April the 1st and everything. So just kind of announce that right now to the commissioner's court. If we don't have anybody else on public comments, we'll go to agenda item number one, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
Good morning, gentlemen. For our regular payables, we have a total of $222,279.40. We also have our wrong payment of $121,142.85. Brings our total to $343,422.25. Our total is $343,422.25.
Okay, any questions, comments, motions?
Move to pay the claims against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two is first reading, replat lot 12R, phase one, holiday retreat edition. Is Mr. Glenn here? Or?
I'm here for him.
Are you? Okay. Let's go ahead and. Is our county attorney here?
That line is drawn in the correct place. So
it is done correctly now. We've looked at this 100 times, so this is the one that we've discussed and everything. Whoops, I'll give you that one. So does anybody have any questions?
It's just the end of it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're good with it then?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Uh-huh. That's the main thing.
And I'll make that motion to move
to
the first reading.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to approve the first reading. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. A couple weeks, we'll see you again.
Okay.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay, number three, second reading, plat Eagles Nest Subdivision. Mr. Hicks, this is the same one we saw the other day, correct?
Yes, sir. I did bring more copies, but Mr. Emerson, if y'all enroll that, y'all may want to refresh your memory. If you remember, we're not having to call it a replat because this is an actual original plat. And I said this might be the last one we'll see on that side of the stream. So we're near the dam, north side of the lake, 13 acre track. Last time, David Brodman was here, and David showed up, I thought, oh, gosh, the water district has some other requirement out of it. The real key to one of these, the water, Jerry, the water district has approved it. There's not a POA to approve this on a replat. Otherwise, your POA has to come back and say, hey, it's okay within our development's rules. So there are rules that will be enacted, and this has a prohibition against any subdivision beyond what it's done. So you've got essentially 13 acres, and they all come in at about an acre. And I'm able to say that you may see one that's 9/10, but by the time you consider all of that big roadway and common shared area, everyone will own about an acre. And that's platted out and agreed with the water district for purposes of paying the annual rental that the water district will charge. Gated community, they've got provisions for gates and then for the water district, of course, and personnel to be able to access it in emergencies. Betty's not going to let me file it unless I show them to her anyway, but you'll have them. They scan an email now, so we published it for 3 weeks in the Winsboro News, and then they've done the little clippings, and they scanned those and emailed to me. And I'll be honest with you, they went ahead and gave me the affidavit and didn't require payment in advance. That's a friendly gesture from our neighboring town. Most newspapers want to be paid in advance before they run that paper. I've got the newspaper notice in order. I've got everybody's approval other than our county commissioner's court.
Every property touches water, correct?
Correct. He's calling it the Eagle's Nest. It's and there was actually an Eagle's Nest down at that end of the lake. It caused a lot of stir and a lot of excitement. The dam is within sight. It's on the far eastern edge of the lake, but it's deep water. Hopefully this drought doesn't last much longer, but there's going to be water for those lots no matter what happens.
This is not in the floodplain, is it?
Well, it's under like one of those 400-year floodplains, and there's an evacuation agreement that the water district is requiring. That's why when David was here. So we've got the development ready, but before they will give an assignment of the lease to any individual person, those people have to sign an agreement to evacuate on 24 hours notice. David's not here to agree with me on this, but the water district is running scared. Everybody is from a few years back, and we had so much water, we had boathouses that were inundated and all. Sam Young lives in Haltry. And you saw, I think, a lot of them in Palfrey, the boats floating away and so on. Could happen. I need your approval, gentlemen. And I won't be back on this one.
Okay. Move that we approve the second reading of the Eagle's Nest subdivision plat.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye.
Thank you very much. All right. I'll see you and you know it.
Thanks. Okay.
Okay, number four, record minutes from the January 24th, 2022 session of the Franklin County Child Welfare Board. And we do have that here. So that is so noted. Number five, consider and take action on approving the proclamation which is designated April 2022 as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Franklin County. And I will read this. Children are Franklin County's next generation of leaders and our brightest rays of hope for the future. Child abuse and neglect not only directly harm children, but also increase the likelihood of long-term physical and mental health problems, alcohol and substance abuse, and criminal behavior. Child maltreatment is a community problem, and finding solutions depends on involvement among people throughout the community. It is time to focus on ways not only to protect children, but to prevent abuse from ever occurring, and this is our opportunity to make a difference in our young lives. Whereas in Texas, more than 4 children die from abuse and neglect every week. 184 children are confirmed victims daily, and more than 7 children are mistreated every hour. And whereas in fiscal year 2021, there were 68,517 confirmed victims of abuse and neglect, in which there were 30 Franklin County children, and of these 16,028 were children removed from their homes in Texas, with 9 children from Franklin County. Whereas the strengthening families and providing safe, stable, and nurturing environments that are free from violence, abuse, neglect, opportunities, and created of children's optimal growth and success, ensuring that a secure future for our communities where the needs of the children are priority and the needs of the families were met. Whereas each year, the month of April is dedicated to raising awareness of child abuse and promoting the safety and well-being of all children. Effective child abuse prevention program success because of partnerships among families, social service agencies, schools, religious and civil organizations, law enforcement agencies, and business community. At this time, I encourage all citizens, community agencies, faith organizations, and businesses of Franklin County to join me in renewing our commitment to preventing child abuse, to learn the signs of abuse, and honor our duty and report suspicion of abuse. Together, we can make a difference of lives of our children. Now, therefore, I, Scott Lee County Judge of Franklin County, Texas, do hereby proclaim this month of April 2022 to be Child Abuse Prevention Month in Franklin County, and urge all citizens to work together and help reduce child abuse and neglect in the years to come. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand on the cause of seal of Franklin County to be affixed on this the 14th day of March 2022, Scott Lee County Judge. So I just need a motion to
approve. We approve the proclamation designating April 2022 as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Franklin County.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Linda. Number six, consider and take action on approving ACA Reporting and Tracking Services ARCS 2022 Renewal Confirmation Program Agreement.
This is what TAC has been providing for us the last few years at no charge. It's the Affordable Care Act tracking, and at the end of the year, they produce our 1095s and our 1095Cs that we submit to our employees, and it also gives the calendar of what we can expect for the upcoming year. It's just another service that they provide that they don't make a specific charge to us for.
Is okay, this is for the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
So this is TAC telling IRS or whoever that our insurance program is in compliance.
Yes.
If we don't use TAC in the future, will this go away? Because TAC will have no way of knowing.
It would go away. It would be something that we would have to start doing ourselves.
Okay, it's just something. Okay.
Unless, you know, we went with some other kind of company provider that would do it, but I don't know that another provider would do it.
So under the self-funding, we would have to figure out another.
So the man said that he would continue to do that. In that meeting that they said.
That's not my question is that TAC would go away doing it.
Yes.
Someone else would have to do it.
Yes.
That'd be another cost on the
possibly.
Well,
it says right here.
We gather the information now and send it to TAC. We upload it in Simplicity, which is where they pull it from.
But do they prepare the 1095?
They prepare the 1095, the 1095B and C.
Okay.
They send it to us. It's not something that people have to do their tax returns.
Right.
Some counties don't even mail them out. We did mail ours out. We can't stop doing them because the IRS says we still have to produce the information to the IRS.
It says, as your county district provides health benefits through TAC, HEDP, ARCS will continue to be available at no cost in 2022, assuming program deadlines are met, which till 3/31/22, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I move that we approve the ACA Reporting and Tracking Agreement. Let me start over. ACA Reporting and Tracking Service 2022 Renewal Confirmation Program Agreement.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the ayes have it. Okay, number seven, consider and take action on approving contract for joint election services between the City of Winnsboro and Franklin County.
All right, City of Winnsboro, Mount Vernon ISD, and Winnsboro ISD, it's 7, 8, and 9. They are all having elections, so are we on May the 7th. And I just want to contract with them so we can get everything on one ballot and make everything easier for the voters of Franklin County.
All right. Let me go ahead and put 7, 8, 9 together here, and I'll go ahead and read that. Number 8 is consider and take action on approving contract for joint election services from Winsboro ISD and Franklin County. And number 9, consider and take action on approving contract for joint election services between Mount Vernon ISD and Franklin County. So
the special election.
Yes. And number 10, consider and take action on approving order of special election. So let's just throw all those together right there.
The special election. The constitutional, yes.
The runoff.
No.
Runoff with the 24.
May 24th. So far, we're the only one there.
Okay. All right. So let's put 7, 8, 9, and 10 together for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to approve item number 7, 8, 9, and 10. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 11, consider and take action on approving Mount Vernon Road Race 2022 funding request for Tour de Cyber's bike race to be paid from Hotel Motel Occupancy Tax Fund. I was at Rotary and I was talking to Pat about that. We was talking about needing some new signs and.
We got some video number 10?
No. Yeah, I put it all in there.
Oh, you just did it all in one. Okay.
Yeah, I just did it all in one. I talked to her about some things we were meeting, and I said, well, I will take it to the commissioner's court. And Pat, I'm going to turn it over to you. I see that you brought some maps for us, and I'll let you kind of go over this.
I did. When we started going through our banners for the bike ride, because they've been stored for 3 years and in a not air-conditioned facility, I had to throw away all but two of them. And I discovered over the weekend, not only that, but one of the trailer-sized banners that Lowe's puts up on the trailers, one of them, they can't find. And they don't know where it was. She asked me if I'd got it, and I said, man, I don't have any way to get up there and get a trailer, one of those things. No place to store it. But anyway, so that's what this is all about. And it's bike ride. We're going to do it again. Routes are the same. We've driven all those routes and they're all good. We need some sweeping gun a few days before the ride. But it's just like it's always been. We've got banners. We've got at least 4 banners we have to print. So, and that one on the trailer. The last one I bought on the trailer was $1,200. That was 5 or 6 years ago. And so it's probably going to cost close to $2,000 by now.
Okay. What's
the total cost of your event to put it on?
It cost us about $7,000 to put it on.
And she had asked me about $3,000 if we could try to get some money.
Actually, that application was $3,700.
I'm sorry.
$3,760.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, if I do the math correctly, using your lower number for registration fees and your projected number, that's $14,000. Why are you asking us for money if it only costs $7,000 to put it on?
Well, that's what the money is for.
The money is to help you put on an event, but you're going to make a profit off of this.
I certainly hope so.
Uh-huh.
And it goes here toward what?
Yes, you're going to have to pay the price for a bicycle.
You're right. I'll probably have to buy a bicycle myself. Yeah.
So what we're effectively doing is taking hotel tax money, running it through your nonprofit, then it goes out the back end however you want to distribute it. As one of the former members of the hotel tax committee said, and Ms. Lily Bush was there when he said it, it's kind of like money laundering. I didn't say that. You know who said it. And that's effectively kind of what this is. You don't need the money to put on the event. You got enough registration fees.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Unless it rains.
And that's not guaranteed. So at this point, we've got about 50 to register.
Okay.
And you can do the math, and that is certainly not enough to put the
event. Well, if you do 52, you probably don't need to do the race, but that's neither here nor there. You say 67 people are projected to spend a night. Where are they going to spend a night in Franklin County?
Well, we've got Super 8, we've got some B&Bs, we've got...
Super 8 has told me on numerous occasions they get very little rooms from any of these vendors, not just yours, but Disc Golf, any of them. They said they get more rooms rented from Winsboro spillover events than they do from Franklin County events.
That's interesting.
That's what he told me. Anyway.
We've got the cabins around the lake, you've got the one north of town. There's places to stay in Franklin County.
There's several. There's several counties that has the same deal as Franklin County as far as they're going out into the other counties and using their motels and hotels. That's part of the deal.
Okay, you said you've driven the road. When did you drive 4130?
Is that the one that's close to the...
County Line Road.
County Line Road down there, and that's...
It's horrible. I had somebody complain. I had two people complain.
Is that the one by the animal farm?
No, it's the one that goes from Winfield over to Lear Owens' house. It goes back up.
That's through the mines. We're not going to the mines.
No, you're going through 4130.
No. Yeah, 4130 is in Franklin County. You know where Leanne and Stacy Sears used to live?
It's the last road. Oh, yeah.
They call it Beer Run Road.
That's the trashiest road in the world. It's the sheriff's.
It is horrible.
Is there anybody that could pick up all that litter along those roads?
That's the commissioner's problem.
No, it's not the commissioner's problem. That's a law enforcement issue.
Well, I mean, clean it up. I don't think that's a law enforcement issue to clean it up.
That's all those beer cans are evidence of a crime.
Well, you tell them. People tearing it up with big trucks and stuff too.
One that just passed by.
It's evidence of a crime.
As I remember, 4130 goes by the past where the Sears used to live. That is not that bad.
Well, yeah, it is bad now because we're working on it.
Oh, you're working on it.
We're working.
Thank you so much.
Well, nobody said a word to me till today. And that road.
So you think you'll finish it within a month, or do you think it'll be...
I just looked. When do we normally start chipping, Sam? About May?
Yeah.
It'll be May.
Well, you're going to get all your done in May?
No, I won't get all of it.
I got 20 miles. I got to do some work here to get yours done.
Well, maybe you need to hurry to get yours done. Well, more time later.
Well, let's go back talking about this. You know, the hotel motel tax is for bringing people into this county, you know, for events and stuff like this. And we've talked about this. We've got, 130, where's Marla?
She's over.
Oh, where's she? What, 135,000 or something. And I think I looked the other day. I think that's what we have built up in the hotel motel tax. We either need to start doing something or we need to just do it.
Well, this is a good project.
This brings people to Franklin.
But here's the bigger issue. This is not in our budget.
Well, that's the reason we're running a budget amendment to approve it.
If you want to do a budget amendment, I think that's great. Here's what I want to say. The court has already voted to use the money this year for our website. And if you're going to open it up to some, you need to open it up to everyone to apply
and
for the money.
Well, they can come to court and do that.
Well, then you need to make it known that they can do that.
Yeah.
Well, and to follow up on that, that's a good idea. If we're going to follow up on that, we need to have all the people before we get money to work. Because we need to figure out what we have. I mean, that's a good point.
All right.
Because also, we would definitely apply if it was open.
Well, you'd have a whole bunch of people apply.
Yes. I was going to ask the question, if it's going to be given to anyone, would the rest of us get to maybe have a part of it?
Yes.
You can apply and come up, but yeah, we do need to do a budget for June for next year. Because we've got to either use that or we need to quit doing it.
What is the date?
It's Easter weekend.
Well, that's
on Saturday. Saturday, yeah. I think it's 4 weeks from now. Easter weekend, we've got, and it's great because, from the writer's standpoint, because of a lot of people that are crying off, and they, for the writers, and so we always have a larger participation on Easter weekend. The problem is, we have a crunch on the volunteers that weekend because everybody's got family coming in, that sort of thing. So.
How many riders did you say you had?
We have about just under 60 right now.
I think it was 57 when I checked yesterday.
And we may start back. We may not have. We may start back a little slower. You know, we were going gangbusters at the end before COVID. But
well, I think that's the way to get people in our county, and I think it's a good thing. And but I also think it's a good thing for opening that back up to get, you know, let the people here take advantage of some of that motel tax.
Okay.
And I don't know how you want to do that. I don't know whether you want to approve this one, or at least get the motion to approve it, or you want to table it and then open it up again, or how do you want to do it?
Make a motion to approve it. We approve with 37 and 69.
I think
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion, second. Now discussion.
I think it should be opened back up to everybody in advance. What if there's not enough money left after you see the other good causes for this? Then you've already given. You're putting one above the other.
Should have plenty of money in there.
Okay. Well, that's not on the budget.
That's not on the
budget. Yeah, that's not on the budget. That's not on the budget to discuss how we do it. We'll get on that and we'll try to figure something out.
Well, you're not supposed to amend the budget unless it's for an emergency to begin with. And this, I can't see emergency in this.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I'm opposed.
Okay. All right, let's go to agenda item number 12.
Let me say one other thing on the race. 4130 and 4135 are both not going to be paved until probably the first week or two of May. Whenever it gets warm enough to pave, we'll be glad to pave it. But based on historical, it'll probably be May. Now, 4135, as we speak, is not on your map.
It's not on the map.
But you know, if you chose to cut through there, it's. That's, I don't know, do you know where Roger Burks lives?
We'll drive it. Okay. Thank you, Arthur.
There's some Fuquay Cemetery Road over for that element. All right, number 12, consider and take action on approving the use of ARPA funds for the following projects. Generator to ensure continuous operation of water well on behalf of Cypress Springs SUD, estimated cost $225,000. And then I've talked with Marla on this second one, probably going to have to table this one for right now. The White Oak Creek Bottom Water Line Replacement on behalf of Cypress Springs SUD, estimated cost $750,000. Because, and I'll let you speak on it if you want to, but we don't have that money right now. We're supposed to be getting it in June, but with everything happening in Ukraine, we may never see that money. So we don't have that money on hand right now. So everybody that's been on her wet list services.
I thought we got a million in.
We did.
Where's
it gone? But you used some of it to buy this house.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're going to pay them the company's 5%? Yeah, 5%. So there's $100,000 right there. So anyway, we'll talk about the generator right now. And Kevin, I'll kind of let you explain to what the process. I think we've talked about this before, and we wanted to bring this up before the commissioners and see if they want to do this.
Yeah, to bring you up to speed, back when we had our big ice storm last year in February, we ran every generator that we got, but we didn't have one at our North Lake Pump Structure, which serves 1,900 homes, and most of them are in Franklin County, some are in Hopkins County. But we were lucky enough to keep power there, but had we lost power, it would have been catastrophic. It would have been bad. So that would fund a generator for that location.
And you have gone out for bids and everything else, so we've done that through Winsboro. You know, we have talked about this before, and I know there's been lots of changes on the use of this money, how we can use this money. But as far as helping people in Franklin County, this is to me going toward helping everybody, because if the water goes down, we're in trouble. And I think this was something. Now, like I said, there's been lots of changes the way we can spend that money. They've loosened it up, and I know that it's been talked about using money in other places, because it's so much easier to do and revenue loss that we can use it under and everything else. But as far as what we've talked about for how long? We talked about this for 8 months, probably.
Since we knew the fund would come.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought that this was a very useful thing. Now, the people's telephone, and I will let you go over that. We can't use it. I got a phone call from people's telephone the other day, and they won't talk to me again. I refuse to talk to them because I know that we can't leave them again. But I'm going to let you speak to this, Melinda.
I'm going to address that.
So the last time I was here, we visited about your potential uses of the funds. I know there was a lot of interest in broadband. And since that time, the interim final rule was updated more or less with the final rule. And one of the provisions contained in the final rule is that there cannot be a duplication of benefits amongst federal programs for things like broadband. So we did a little bit of research, and there's a program that is called RDOF, R-D-O-F, Rural Development Opportunity Fund. And basically what it did was identify underserved and communities that aren't served by high-speed internet. They then put out a list of census tracts that meet these qualifications and put that out for bid for service providers to then come in and receive subsidies for installing the preferably fiber lines in rural areas. The entire northern half of Franklin County was actually bid successfully and awarded to a company for that purpose. So other federal funds will be making certain that, you know, high-speed internet is available in Franklin County. They do have 10 years to install those lines. They're incentivized to complete them within 6. They will also subsidize the household payments or monthly fees, and those will be subsidized for low-income households. And that's one of the requirements of the program as well, and would have been had we been able to move forward with ARPA funds. But since there is another federal program paying for that service, ARPA funds cannot be used for that purpose.
But this is a legitimate?
Yes, this is eligible under the ARPA guidance, as it is water infrastructure.
And we had talked about, and I'll kind of let you touch on that, we were talking about the water line going up north, and you were wanting to put from a 6-inch line to an 8-inch line, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, an 8-inch line, what it will carry compared to a 6-inch is drastically different. Stan's our engineer, he came to kind of fill in the blanks that we may have. But right now there's over 400 homes out north of Mount Vernon that's served by that 6-inch line, which is undersized. And Mr. Cooper, I believe he can probably speak to it. Every time they open up, fill up a truck out there, sometimes it knocks people out of water. So we've actually gone back in. There was an old original line that used to actually serve water from Talco back toward Mount Vernon before any of the city had served water prior to us taking it over. So we've reactivated that line when we repaired it, had tests run on it, everything come out good. And I've got it in service now to buy some time, but that 8-inch is badly needed. That bottom, I think, it probably, Mr. Cooper, several of y'all probably know, is like 2.4 miles long. The 6-inch that runs down the west side was laid by the county and some other volunteers back in 92 or 91. That's the line. And now north of the bottom, we went in and I think it was 2007 and we laid up 8-inch all the way to Haydensport. But you've got a bottleneck from there back to the 12-inch that we got out there on Business 37. When did we run that? Like 04, I think.
The original line was laid back in early to mid 70s.
That's that 4-inch I was talking about.
Yeah, DCQ, the regulatory agency, maximum number of connections on the 6, 250. You've got over 400 on it now. And the difference talking about the capacity. When you look at capacities, it's the square of the diameter. So a 6 squared is 36, you know, and an 8 squared is 64. So you got nearly double the capacity in an 8 as you do a 6.
What is the...
But that's only going to get you up to 500 homes. I know you got 400 now. That's
And the growth is continuing.
Not much growth opportunity to be in compliance.
Well, what we're going to end up having is a 6-inch and an 8-inch.
Okay. Well, and the 8-inch is not limited to 500.
Well, you said 6, according to whoever.
It's 250.
It's 250.
Yes, sir.
So wouldn't double the capacity be at 500? Makes common sense. I don't know.
Well, they stop at 8 when it's over 250. They said anything over 250 is 8 minimum. They don't have a requirement, a rule requirement. You know, after that, you have to maintain 35 PSI minimum pressure.
Now, what is, let's go back to the money situation about grants. I know we work with y'all a lot on the grants and stuff to get grants. What's, if we can't, which we can't fund it right now on the line right there for sure, but come in to get grants and work on the grants for that. Is that going to be a problem in the future? I know that.
It's not just it limits you on what you can get. 300,000 max, I believe.
Well, the problem with the grants is we just got funded. So we have a project we're about to bid that was, and so it'll be about 6 years before you're really eligible to get funded again.
Oh.
The way that, it's not that you're not eligible, it's just the way the point scoring is.
Right.
You want to touch on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they narrowed down the program to the point where you have two basic, well, beyond the basic low to moderate income requirement. When were you funded last, and are you willing to pay the matching funds? That's really the only two scoring criteria now that they've done the unified scoring committee and tried to kind of make things more consistent throughout the state. So it does work out to about every 6 to 8 years that you would kind of float back up to the top, for lack of a better word, but you know, or cycle back up because you get such a massive deduction for having been funded previously.
Any questions?
One thing I'll add to you, if you don't mind, is that if the court does approve moving forward with either the generator or the water lines, we would be back with an interlocal agreement similar to that which we use for the CDBG programs, giving the SUD the ownership of the improvements and responsibility for maintenance, and then also hashing out whether or not you know, they would be the ones in charge of procurement, or whether the county would procure themselves as far as the contracts for those improvements.
And along those lines, you mentioned earlier that Cypress Springs has already taken bids. Well, Kevin got prices.
Yes.
But you would still, to use these funds, you would have to go through the competitive bid process and advertise and take bids.
Correct.
Yeah. And the funds that I, the amount that we talked about are based on the quotes I've got, but it's from at least five different people.
So okay.
It's just a not an approved method of getting bids, but it is a bid that we would have to do it the right way.
Could you gentlemen explain to them the purchase and install procedures that we discussed when y'all came?
About the cost of the generator plus the wiring plus this and
yes, there's this actually does cover the cost of the generator and the installation. The generator itself was around $175 is what I was bid last time. I mean, I don't know if that's changed or not. That's only 45 days old. And I think we estimated based on Stan just engineered a project for Pittsburgh, they had three installed. That was $30,000 each.
It was a little right at $100,000 for three different generators. So, you know, it's roughly in the mid-30s.
So we just estimated based on that because I haven't heard back from the two people I contacted about doing the installation. You're talking about laying an electric line and conduit, and I'm going to put up a fence around it when we do get it. So it's, believe it or not, because we do want a mobile generator, we want it on wheels. If it ever went to leak, and it's going to be so close to the lake, I'd want to hook onto it and get it off site to make repairs. But I would put a fence up around it so it couldn't be easily stolen. I almost say it couldn't be stolen because I don't want to jinx it. So there's some other costs involved in it.
Including engineering, because yes, that was previously not added in, and because there are electrical modifications above $8,000 mark in engineering that would be required.
Yeah, I think this is a great project and everything, but I've not seen anything to come to us of how it's engineered, what it's for, how, you know, what the bids are. Seen no study on anything, you know. And we're asked to spend $1 million with that. I got this on Friday, and I don't know how long you spent on it. I'm sure it's months and months and months. And you want us to bid, I mean, to vote on something from a Friday that we've seen no studies on. And we don't know if the county, there's other projects in the county that need funding and that we could provide some funding for that, as well as the water line and with the broadband and things like that. We have no workshops on anything like this. You're just asking us to spend a million. We got a building sitting over at the sheriff's office that we just come in here and bid on, and it's still sitting over there, and it'd probably be sitting over until it rots. You know, we need something concrete, some studies on these things, and we need to have a workshop that we sit down and we figure out what is best for the county, and then we prioritize them in that order. You know, I'm sure this water project is a great project, but give us some information before we bid on, before we vote on it.
You don't have any surplus money for this project?
We do. That amount actually only gets us through the bottom. We would add funding to bring it as far south as we could, because we've got to get back to business 37 eventually. Another thing, another consideration for this too, is that's the only line running through that bottom. We've got four on the east side and we've got the six on the west side. And y'all seen that bottom stay flooded for weeks at a time. If there was ever an incident in that bottom where that line was compromised, it may be weeks before we could get in there to make repairs. The more you got, you just got some redundancy. You've got options as far as keeping everybody's water flowing and safe.
It really should have been a priority this summer since the fence is dry. It should have been done.
Oh, it's been a priority for years. The funds aren't there, they're not there.
You don't have too many chances to get to that bottom when it's dry like it is now.
I agree.
All right. What do y'all want to do? Y'all want to?
Well, just an FYI, the money is supposed to, the other 1.04 is supposed to hit our bank in June. So, but I do know it came up in Congress a few weeks ago to expel the money from the states. And so they're just saying an FYI, you might want to just.
If we don't need to spend money, we don't have.
You make sure that you got it.
Materials are sky high right now. The resin comes out of the oil field to build the PVC pipe. I've never seen it as high as it is right now. So waiting actually could benefit us.
Well, I agree with everything Commissioner Young said. However, and I don't know if you remember this, we have talked about the generator portion before.
Yes, we have.
And so I am
good. But if you've seen those stats,
I agree with that.
Just talk about it.
I know.
Yeah. The main thing that I think I'm kind of with you, I'm the generator right now, so much support.
I guess we're probably not going to have an ice storm from here on out this year.
Well, I hope not, but you know, they tell me if I ordered it back when I got the price, which was 30 days ago, 44 weeks delivery. So if we are able to get the funding now, it'll probably be next winter or the end of next winter for us to drop anyway.
Okay, Commissioner Young, what do you want to see them bring in? Tell Kevin what you want them to bring in, Lily.
What did you require before you decided you needed a generator? How much time have you spent on this deal in order to decide that you needed a generator? You know, what is all the parameters you went through? Did you just decide one day and then the next day you said, well, we need a generator? You know, you spent some time on this stuff.
Absolutely.
Give us that time. We're the one that has to decide whether to spend the money or not. You know, why are you needing it? You know, where's it going to go to? What you going to do with it? You know, all those good things.
I'm sorry, I thought I answered that, but yeah, take as much time as you need. I'm not rushing you. I'm just here to present, you know, what it's for, where it's going.
Let me ask this: what percentage of that area served is Hopkins County, folks?
It's only a few hundred. Where there's 19.
10%, 20%?
Oh, of Hopkins County?
Well, no, of that area that would be served by this generator, what portion of those homes are Hopkins County homes?
I'd say, 250, maybe 5%.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not good at math, unless I've got to add
this. Yeah, if it's 2,000 served by it and 200,
Yeah. And I did approach them also. I spoke with Andy Ansley and.
How'd that go?
Well, I'm still waiting on the call back.
It went south.
But this is the water supply to their north plant. Right. And their north plant, it can serve essentially the entire county.
It can.
It had to. You'd have some water. So it is the most critical piece of infrastructure they have. That's the intake from the lake. So it can serve everybody.
Well, if I remember from talking to you, Kevin, after snow deal last year, we just kind of dodged a bullet.
Absolutely. And my plan all along was, just like Stan said, that's our best facility. The ground level there is 604. Y'all know the elevation of Franklin County. Water can flow from there to anywhere as long as you've got the infrastructure in place to get it where you need it. We've been doing that for years. That's where our money's down, Mr. Cooper. We spend it on getting that system redundancy. If one of our other plants go down, I can actually open up stuff and serve it from that facility. I can serve the entire South Plant with that facility, and that's always been my plan. This ice storm, it opened our eyes to some weaknesses we didn't realize we had. Normal conditions, I would have shut that South Plant down and I'd have brought my generator, which is mobile, to the North Lake pump structure. I couldn't do that. That plant was pumping at 90% capacity. All my plants were pumping at 90% capacity, but we were fortunate. We kept every single person in water, but had we lost power there, it would have been bad.
And we have been discussing this for a while. I mean, it's just something
we have the generator, and we touched on the line to Havenport.
And we prepared cost estimates and provided them. We've met with the county before, but we didn't just think of it. It's something we discussed and prepared estimates on.
Well, I think today the main thing we need to focus on is just the generator, if y'all want to go forward on that, because we can't right now on the water lines. And he can bring us more information later. And if we do get that other money in June, if we get it.
Yeah, exactly. Big if.
But I think right now we just need to discuss the generator. What do y'all want to do on the generator? We just need yay or nay for the generator.
And you have enough information, Commissioner Young, to make a
decision? I don't have any.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen any studies or anything about how you're going to use this generator. Well, I haven't seen it. We just had your talk in the commissioner's court.
Well, I mean,
and I know Larkin's been down there to talk to him.
Well, I mean, he's been here to talk to us before about the generator, about if it went down, and about what he just said. I mean,
have you got any paperwork on that?
No, I think it's been in discussion with Kevin in the water district.
Oh, well, we knew we'd have to go through the bid process. I did discuss the size and based on what I've been getting.
But you've gone in detail of what, just like you just did, what would happen if we didn't have that generator, if it went down.
If we lost power there without that generator, we've got 200,000 gallons stored at the site, 250,000 gallons. That'd last about 12 hours, depending on the time of year. Before we lost pressure, which is, like Stan mentioned, 35 PSI, we have to maintain that.
Now, the bottom line, if a year from now, if we don't do this and they don't have the generator, they're going to come back, and guess who they're going to blame? It ain't going to be them.
It's not going to be Commissioner Young either.
That's right, y'all going to be gone. But they're going to come back, and you think they're going to blame them? Like, well, wait, y'all had the opportunity to give them the money to buy the generator to keep it. Now we don't have any.
I don't think that's the deal of seeing who you can blame. The idea is to see if we're spending our money correctly and if we have the information to spend the money correctly.
Yes.
That's the only thing that we have to add. I've got one sheet of paper here that says we're supposed to vote on the estimate of $225,000 for a generator. Now, that's not very much information to spend $225,000 on.
Okay, in order to get this off of High Center, can I ask you guys to come back next court, bring us the information, how many homes will be served by this generator? Maybe a map showing the area that's served.
I'd like to see Hopkins County.
Well, I would too.
We can't make them.
No, we can't make them.
We can't make them, but
Well, but you can't cut their water off either. So and a detailed price breakdown: how much for the generator, how much for engineering, electric, blah blah blah.
Absolutely.
And whatever else you think we need to see to make an informed decision. Okay. I'm for the generator. Yeah. I think Commissioner Young's for the generator.
I'm not against against the generator. I just want to make sure that we're spending it the way we should be spending it.
Of course, anything that you need, I will definitely put together.
And we have explored other grant opportunities as well for possible funding. There's some obstacles. For instance, the sub did not participate in the county's hazard mitigation action plan. Because we're in Northeast Texas, it's not something that people generally understand kind of why that involvement is important. It's becoming increasingly important for other grant programs, but we're working on getting them added into the update so that there are future opportunities for funding through other programs as well. But that's going to take quite some time, and this is more of a not emergency situation, but a little bit more urgent considering right. the brink of disaster that you'll have. And I have a lot of water corporations and things that weren't so lucky. So Kevin's done a great job of keeping y'all up and running, and of course staying engineering everything to make sure that happens as well. So
some of those counties already got grant money for generators, because I know for a fact that emergency funding is what you use because of the bad winter. And that's what I read.
A lot of that was under disaster 4586, the winter storm, and we didn't qualify for individual assistance or public assistance under that storm because of the offset of insurance and funding, we didn't qualify. So other counties around us did.
We send the road in that trail every time. We don't
yeah.
qualify.
Yeah.
And it's going to get harder and harder to qualify as Texas continues to grow. The threshold for the disaster declarations, and therefore the threshold for each county individually, will continue to rise as well. So.
Now, to tag on to what Commissioner Young was asking for, I think in order to make a really informed decision, we need to know some other alternatives from you guys as to what this money could possibly be used for.
Certainly, and
before we go forward.
I looked at the schools the other day.
Well, I know we.
And we discussed everything in very broad terms when I was here a few months ago. There have been some changes to the program, as the judge stated. I'm happy to come back and do a workshop or another discussion item on an agenda, whatever y'all would like for me to do. That's what I'm here for, and more than happy to do that. So
I think that would be a good idea. Just to sit down and go through some paperwork and say, this is what we plan to use the generator for, because we need it here, and like if we could use like a wheels versus one to put on cement, and what's the cost item for that, how can we best utilize it? I think Kevin is probably that's probably one of the things that we need that would be a good way to spend that emergency money, but. Give us some information.
Certainly. Y'all tell me when to be here, and I'll be here.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, we Kevin. Do have four other generators that we bought through the years, Mr. Cooper, that we, two of them are mobile. The third mobile, if we ever have trouble in another facility and the generators won't work or can't get it working, that's the benefit of having a mobile generator.
What size are these other generators that you have?
The biggest one I've got is 250, and it is a stationary one at the North Plant. It's actually at the North Plant, and it ran the whole time. There's 17,000 feet between my plant and the lake. That generator ran entirely the whole time that the power was off, which was almost two full days. And the other one, we kept power at the other site.
Keeping fuel in it was a problem.
That was the problem. I've got a 100-gallon tank. I was, anywhere you can find it, because, that's another thing that was hard to find was fuel.
Yeah. Now you can probably find it, but you can't pay for it.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
What would y'all think about maybe scheduling a workshop in a week so that you can look over what Kevin's got, the information that he's got, and see if there's anything you want to add or subtract,
just get with me.
And then maybe next court being ready to vote on it, yay or nay?
Because we do have this information that Sam, this is something we have been looking into for a long time. The ARPA funds, I didn't know what was you could apply for until it, came out what was approved and what wasn't approved as far as what you could spend it on. So We were already trying to figure out a way to get the funding ourselves for this generator, because it is critical, it's got, we have to have it.
All right, motion to table.
Move to table.
Yeah, but we need, we're gonna set a date for her. She's got her telephone number, the calendar ready. So, anybody got any suggestions?
I'm good with next Monday.
Yeah, what?
I'm good with next Monday.
That's good, please.
Monday may be early, because I'm off the rest of this week.
Well, you gonna make it Tuesday or Wednesday, or what would be a good?
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday would be good. I mean, like I said, we've got it all together, and Stan's got most of it, so.
So Tuesday, I have a meeting in the morning.
Okay, Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
And in the afternoon, so. I'm sorry, I have polls.
How about Wednesday at 9 o'clock?
I'll be here.
I have polls.
Thursday, I'll be back.
Monday may be fine. I mean, like I said, all I gotta do is put it together, so.
Would it be Monday afternoon, would that?
Monday, yeah.
Tuesday's Monday, of course.
Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock?
He can't be here Monday.
No, he said he.
No, I can be here Monday. I'm working Monday, I'm just off the rest of the week, but we've already got all this information, we'll take any time to put the map together.
Yeah, we need to get a map together, where you show them the service area and how it overlaps.
Show us the service area. What are you gonna service with this generator? How's it gonna be used?
No problem.
Monday or Tuesday afternoon, I got.
Monday at 2 o'clock?
Yes, sorry, that's sounding like my voice.
Are you okay for Monday, 2 o'clock?
Monday, March 21st at 2 o'clock, and it's perfect for me, if that's great for everybody else.
Okay, table it till Monday to 2 o'clock.
Where are we gonna meet? Here?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, we got a motion and a second, I read to table it, and then we'll meet back up. Jerry. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. All right, thank y'all.
Thank y'all, appreciate it, listen.
Thank y'all. Last one. 13, consider and take action approving 2022 cybersecurity training for Franklin County employees through Texas Association of Counties and authorized cybersecurity course enrollment form.
That was in their boxes. Same thing we do every year.
Yeah.
I move to approve.
Got a motion and a second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, ayes have it. All right, any discussion items?
I got one.
We got 2 o'clock of a workshop today, so go ahead.
What happened to our road names?
Your what's on?
Did I miss one?
That's what got me erased.
That's okay. We'll get it.
We talked about it. I don't know what. We were talking about it.
It's okay.
I thought I missed it.
Oh, my renaming of.
Okay.
We're gonna have to have a meeting anyway, because our phone system is failing. We've already called him out twice. And so we're gonna have to advertise for proposals.
Our phones are failing.
We're gonna do a workshop for that. I don't know, I'll talk to the judge
after
and see when's the best time to.
Sue Ann's office
is
getting all the phone calls.
Yeah, my was the receptionist. Not you.
That's just another job for you.
Oh, no.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you all. We'll have a workshop at 2 o'clock, sir. Mm-hmm.